But Sadie, was everybody in Prague really happy about Barish making all that money? Wasn't anyone jealous?
Oh, Jaina, you are totally brilliant, and also a smart boy. There was one person in Prague who hated to see a Jew making out so well, especially Barish. That was Johann the spice dealer. He had a spice shop right next door to Barish's butcher shop. And he was the most cold-hearted, unfriendly individual that you have ever met.
Excuse me, Mr. Johann. Could I have half a pound of cinnamon?
We're out of it.
Well, would you have 5 ounces of oregano?
10 ounces or nothing.
But I don't need 10 ounces.
Well, I say that you do need it. Besides, the word is oregano, not oregano.
Well, the word to you, sir, is goodbye. You won't see much of me in your store from now on.
The less, the better.
I've got lots of friends, and they'll be sure to hear of this.
That was really very rude of Johann, Zadie. I'll bet not too many people came to his store to buy.
That is for sure. In fact, as Barish was getting more and more customers, Johann was losing the few of them that he had.
Well, what happened next, Zadie? I'm sure that's not the end. No good story ends like that.
Of course not. There's much more excitement to it. Just wait and you will see. As I told you, Jörner, Johann and Barish had their stores right next door to each other. There was only a thin wall in between them. When one of them was talking, the person next door could hear every single word. One night, Johann was about to lock up his spice shop, and suddenly he heard Barish's voice from next door. Barish was counting the money he had made that day, and he had no idea that Johann was listening to every single word.
Let's see. 349 silver coins. 350. 351. 352. And 353 silver coins for the day. That's 32 more than I made yesterday. Baruch Hashem. I'll just dump it all into this heavy green wooden box. There. I'll lock them up. And under the table it goes. That should do it. Uh-oh. It's already 7 o'clock. Time to lock up and go home for supper. I wonder what Devorah made. I hope it was milchik. I can't stand looking at any more meat. Yes, some nice cheese blintzes would do fine.
Johann was burning with jealousy when he heard how much money Barish had made that day. Listen to that obnoxious Jew making all that money while I make nothing. Why, I'd like to grab him by the neck and... if I could... Wait a minute. How many coins did that Barish count? It was 300... Yes, 353. And I heard him put it into his green box under his table. Say, do I have an idea? What an ingenious plan I have. Johann is a fool. And they're right. But not anymore. With my brilliant idea, I'll get my revenge against that worthless Jew. And I'll get his money, too.